Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February the 4th, 2023. We're going to talk a little bit about the unconscious mind, mainly because I get some emails here and there about it from people, and they listen to maybe some of my discourses or some of my podcasts here, and what generally happens is I'll talk about the unconscious mind, sometimes in a way that I assume, which makes an ass out of me, that you understand what the unconscious mind is. So I get this wonderful email from, from Olivia, and Olivia doesn't tell me where she lives. She says this: I don't understand the unconscious mind, why you talk about it, what it is. Jesus didn't talk about it. Could you please explain, Olivia? Well, you have a valid point there about Jesus not talking about the unconscious mind. It wasn't really relative to his message. He was teaching transcendence, how to transcend away from the unconscious mind, away from the human body and its influences. So there is definitely that going on all the time. But yeah, what is the unconscious mind, and how does it work, and where does it come from? We are told by psychology we have three levels of mind: the conscious mind, the unconscious mind, and the superconscious. And the superconscious is that which is connected to the infinite. It is what most people would think of as God. You have the unconscious mind, which stores all of the events, circumstances, and emotions that the body feels as it passes through from one experience to another. It's an accumulator. It's kind of that closet inside of us where we throw everything into it. We never organize it or throw anything away. It just, all that stuff. I have one closet like that. One closet where, it just is all the stuff that we have accumulated, not only from this life, but many other lives. And then you have the conscious mind, the one that most people think of as their mind, how they think and where they think from and that kind of thing. So with all that being said, the unconscious is a part of our mind that we don't really understand. It stores everything, and I'll tell you where it is, how it works, the whole shtick. As far as I know from my own direct experience, the unconscious mind is derived out of the human body, the cellular level of Greg's body. So what this is really all about for him is that everything that has ever happened in his life is recorded in his body through the cellular level of his biology. It's just really that simple. And it plays over and over and over again. It influences Greg through impulse of emotion, and then turns into all sorts of ugly things like pride, vanity, judgmental attitudes that he can have. It manifests through assumption and presumption, and all these things come together in one mesh, as it were. And he then does something else, and this is something that most people just don't get. My unconscious mind, your unconscious mind, connect to the collective unconscious. And the collective unconscious is that great big sea of chaos that lives emotionally and psychologically all over the world. It is the basic assumptions, presumptions, of survival, and it can formulate an energy, which it does. Like, I think of it like a smog. It covers the earth, and wherever you go, you're in this smog of the collective unconscious, and you can draw off of it energy and substance, as it were, to do just about anything you need to do that would be mischievous. And that mischievousness comes in the form of self-righteousness, and what you and I would think of as being our deserving and rightful self, all sorts of things like that. Now, this goes on and on and on within us. It does not change. We add to the collective. The collective adds to us. We live in the great big soup of it, and we normally go there to figure out what to do about any given situation. You have to think of your body as a transmitter and a receiver that is transmitting into the collective unconscious through the unconscious mind that we all have, and then regaining that energy by having it be the influence. Give you an example. You walk in a room and you can tell when there's tension in there. You take the temperature of the room. It's all in the unconscious mind of all of the people who are there in that room. Maybe there you're at a funeral, and the collective unconscious is there as the determining factor of why a person died, what a person was all about, the mourning thing, the whole shtick. And the unconscious mind of me would go into that if I were not aware, and just gravitate towards all of that misery and that suffering and that sorrow that one could have at that kind of an event, and make it seem real or relevant to my life. Yada yada da. And so, with all that being said, I joined the collective unconscious during World War II or during any kind of war. We feel that collective all over the world. We feel the migration of hatred and fear, and it's thick as it can be in the air, and you can feel it, and that's the collective unconscious. Now, there's even one right now, obviously. It's going on all the time. You can feel the collective unconscious now as you sit and listen to me, and the part of you that may be hearing this and going, I don't understand, I don't get it, I don't believe it, yada da yada, that's all the collective unconscious, as well as your own collective unconscious mind, which is uniting with the bigger form of it in mass production of it as a populace. So the collective unconscious is something that narrows us down, creates parochial thinking, makes me judgmental, makes me believe that I have certain rights and that I'm a just person, or it makes me think or believe that I'm a deserving person of whatever it is that I think I need to rationalize as far as my mischief is concerned and my evil. So we have all of this going on constantly. And it makes it very, very difficult to meditate, because what is haunting us, what is daunting us, is the collective unconscious. And it doesn't go away because I want it to or I don't believe it exists. It's there. It's an influence until we become conscious. And that is a whole other story of developing consciousness, standing away from the illusion and the delusion of a Gregory, in my case, and not listening to his thoughts and his ideas, his ideals, his presumptions, his assumptions. And that is the unconscious mind. I hope, Olivia, I helped you with that, because it is a difficult thing for the average person to truly understand and get. But I want to thank you for your question, and I want to thank you for your kind comments about my offerings here. I do my best to do my duty to you. Everything I do, I do for you. Please forgive me. Namaste. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Hope you'll join me. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.